As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Yes, it is the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Hugh, we're here. It's draft week. The NFL draft is on Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll be doing a live show live from Lincoln Financial Field. We know a lot of people will be there for the draft party. Let's dive into the latest mock draft. And I say this with some pause because I don't want to give you any extra fodder for your defense is a luxury thing. I mean, we know where you were today. We announced the Cam Jurgens news this morning. And, of course, the first thought you had was, just say it.
Defense is a
luxury.
Not a necessity.
Yeah. Well, you might have it here when I read you this mock draft. Here we go. NBC Sports Philadelphia, Dan Roche wrote this one. NFL mock draft. All right, number one overall, Cam Ward, Tennessee Titans, the quarterback out of Miami. Number two, Travis Hunter, corner, Colorado, corner/wide receiver to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, Penn State to the Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Pats. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. Now, this is let me hit a couple other ones that are interesting as we get to the Eagles. Hugh, two running backs in the top 10 in this mock. So, Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. That one's been pretty common. But then Omarion Hampton, who's probably the second back in this class, goes number 10 to the Bears. It really would feel like a running back resurgence if we get two. When was the last time we had two top 10 running backs?
It's been a long time.
I think it might be almost 20 years. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And that's what you're talking about, Joe. Teams are trying to pivot now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about what the Detroit Lions were with the tandem backs that they had back there, Sonic and Knuckles.
Yep.
And what the Eagles were able to do with Saquon Barkley, man. And I would say the Baltimore Ravens for that effect. You know, that teams are starting to shift towards running the ball a little bit more.
So there's actually a third running back. The Broncos at number 20 take Trayvon Henderson from Ohio State. Three running backs in the top 20. That is enormous. It would show a shift. All right, let's scroll down here and get to the Eagles, Hugh, but we don't have to go all the way to 32. We have ourselves a trade. This one, they're moving up from 32 to 26, a trade with the Rams. They're trading number 32 and their third-round pick, which is number 96. So the first and third to move up 6 spots in the first round for Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan. Your thoughts, Hugh, if the Eagles – now, obviously, this would I think this would clearly coincide with Goddard out of here, right? That's been rumored for months. They're going to move on from Dallas Goddard. Goddard probably out. Colston Loveland in. What do you think?
6'6", 240-some pounds. That's a big target, man.
He's got some Jimmy Graham to him when I watch his highlights.
Yeah, man. And he can work. You know, like, big guy, work the middle, big target, like I said. Got a little bit burst off the line. I'm looking at some of his highlights now, man. They see him out there and can line up wide. They saw him line up wide and ran a slant, inside slant. Man, yeah, I like this cat.
When they won the title 2 years ago, Michigan, I thought he was their best weapon. I mean, I know they had a couple receivers that made the NFL, but he was their guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude, big wiry dude. Probably could put on a little bit more weight in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, nowadays tight ends don't really block too much anyway. But he's a big-ass target, man, real big target.
NFL.com put his comp as Sam LaPorta, who's obviously come in his first couple years with the Lions.
That's a great comp.
So you'd be all into this offense over defense.
And you know, nobody would, I know Rhea probably would not be happy about this, but man, I look at it like this, man. Had a chance to talk to who was it? Oh, I was telling you his name this morning. I can't think of the GM. Used to be the GM. Got me traded. I can't think of his name. But anyway,
Tannenbaum?
Scott Pioli.
Oh, it's Pioli.
Scott Pioli. Was talking to Scott Pioli a few years ago, and we were talking about quarterbacks. And this is kind of where the defense is a luxury, not a necessity, come from. Mm-hmm. And I remember him saying that, you know, Tom Brady, he talked about Tom Brady and how great he was and how he could play with anybody. He said, but you don't need a Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl. It'd be nice to have somebody like that, but you don't need that. So what you do is you put a lot of talent around the quarterback that you've identified as your guy. It feels like if the Eagles do this, it feels like that's what they're doing. Like, all the moves that they've made in the offseason, or the moves that they did make, screams to me that they're trying to shore up all the talent around Jalen so that he'll have more options, have more weapons that he could utilize in order to have success. I don't have a problem with that, especially when you've seen him break through the way that he's broken through. So, yeah, that's kind of where it's born from, is to let your quarterback flourish by putting a lot of talent around him.
All right, so here's my thought. So I think this is a really good prospect to you. I mean, if they drafted him at 32, I would not have a problem. Like, I don't look at tight end like I look at receiver, because when you and Kyle wanted the receiver, and I was like, come on. They do need a tight end if they move off of Goddard, right? So I'm okay with filling the need and drafting a tight end. Here's the only issue with this. In this scenario, in this mock draft, they're trading their third-round pick to move up. That means the first three rounds of the draft, they're only getting one defensive player, right? That means the only thing they could use is the second round pick. We lost all these defensive guys, and we're going to walk out of the first 2 days of the draft with one total defensive player.
And you know what? It feels like if that's the case, then the scenario that you brought in where you're going to try to trade for players.
Using some of the
comes
picks.
That comes into play.
Yeah, well, they have to. They need defensive players.
To me it screams that if they do this, that's what it basically means. You're trying to put as much talent around your quarterback and running back. That's why I never was on board with, you know, even though you let all the defensive players go, that this was a gap year. I don't think that they look at it this way. I think that the quarterback is broken through. Now you're going to try to go and do what you tried to do last year and beat teams with your offense. Mm. Beat them bad with your offense.
Man, we've done this for about, three or four weeks now, the Daily Mocks. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've had 15, 16, 20 names. It never seems to be the same name.
Because it's all over. That's what happens when you have a good football team.
Well, right. You don't have one glaring hole. Yeah. It's also, you know, no one knows what the Eagles are going to do, which makes Thursday night fun. Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan in a trade-up. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to that. And Andrew Painter, let's check in on our Twitter question here, which is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up this morning here into this afternoon on the show today. One about Hugh and one about the topic. Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? It stayed pretty steady. 2-1 votes to no. No at 67%. 33% say yes. I guess you won the poll today, Hugh. Your argument is what's translating.
Yeah, you don't want to stunt the guy's growth.
Well, you can stunt it for a year. It'll be fine. He's 23 years old. And does Hugh give good clues for Hugh's clues? An even bigger gap here, 69% no, 31% yes.
Gotta love the people that don't listen. Gotta love them.
Oh, so the people that listen would say you give good clues? Is that what you think?
Well, no, I'm saying if they actually was listening, they're great clues. They're very, very informative.
I would say they are informative. Are they great clues?
Great clues.
I wouldn't.
Best clues.
Wouldn't officially agree with that. Bruce in D.C.'s up. Hey, Bruce.
Good afternoon. Kyle. Joe. Hugh and the crew.
And Buzz. What's up, Bruce?
Oh, and Buzz. I'm sorry. My bad. I forgot about Buzz.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, Kyle's out today. Kyle needed a rest day after we beat him up on Friday over the what was the topic for? Oh, A.J. Brown. Yeah, we beat him up.
Oh, my God. No, y'all beat him up pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, I'm with the whole A.J. thing, you know. But anyway, let me just start right here with the Phillies. I'm so glad, Joe, that you're saying what you're saying about Painter, because, you know, after this weekend, it's apparent that there's a big red flashing light for the bullpen, and because of the deficiencies there, we need to not only have Painter but Ranger. Both of them need to go straight to the bullpen. Because you
I like this. Now let's up the ante, Bruce. Let's fix this bullpen. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. I mean, but let's look at the losses, right? And with the exception of Nola, all of the pitchers, the starting pitchers have done a very reasonably good job.
Yes.
And have handed the game over with leads, but it's been the bullpen that has accounted for more than 50% of the losses.
Well, they have six blown saves already. It is April 21st. We've got six blown saves.
Yeah. No, and it's insane. And see, this whole thing, you know, people are like, oh, Painter, and it's ridiculous. What is the point in having him as a starting pitcher, but your bullpen can't clean up the game? And that's not a smart way of going about doing this. Look, Ranger Suarez started out in the freaking bullpen, okay? And then he came up and he graduated from there. Did some middle relief, pitching multiple. And that's how Painter, if they were smart, that's where his starting point is going to be. He can be a losing pitcher next year, but if we go in and they don't make anything, they're not thinking on that level, there's no way we're going to, let alone win the division, or if we do, we're not going to make it past the NLCS. So that's my take on it. Thank you for saying that, Joe.
Well, I was thinking about this morning driving in because I'm listening to the morning show talking about the issues in the bullpen, and basically everyone realizes it's a problem and everyone says they have to fix it, but like, how do you fix it? And they have this pitcher who's throwing 99 miles an hour and hanging out in Clearwater and get him up here. I mean, like, he's just hanging out in Clearwater, Florida. Get him up here in a couple months and solve your biggest issue. I'm not worried about his development 3 years from now. I'm trying to win a World Series now.
Exactly. And the thing is, we'll get something on the trade deadline. No, let's look at the tea leaves on what's going on around in the league.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of bullpens that are struggling right now.
Sure.
There are not a lot of top relievers out there available that's going to fix our problem. We have to do it internally and go from there, and hopefully, if we do the smart thing, then we can do it.
Well, but and on top of that, Bruce, if you want a great relief pitcher, like at the trade deadline, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Like, they're not going to no one's just going to give it to you. So you're going to trade another top prospect to get someone when you have one just sitting here anyway.
Exactly. So let's get off the whole Painter starting pitcher thing. Put him in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Along with
see Bruce, Bruce is a baseball man. That's what he is right there. Bruce, good stuff. We
good
appreciate
stuff,
it.
Bruce.
He's a baseball man. He gets it. Totally gets it. Hugh, I do wonder if they will think about it. Because they have been pretty steadfast. Even I saw a quote from Nebraska a few weeks ago. He was asked about it, and he said he's a starter. Like, that's
front
the way
starter,
we view
yeah.
him. I wonder if their mind could change on this or if they are steadfast. Because it's got to be tempting when you have someone that good and he's healthy right now to be like, what if we do something different with him? It's got to be tempting.
Do you know what this reminds me of? Mm. I remember this is when I was at ESPN. Steven Strasburg, watch. It was like when he was healthy.
Yep.
It felt not as much popping pageantry because that was all over the
and he was the number one pick in his draft.
But
yeah.
It was I remember it like it was yesterday because they were all excited about Strasburg watching. They had a whole day about that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all like that, but it was very, very similar here in Philadelphia. That's what it felt like. Because everybody started talking about, is he going to be the fifth starter? Is he going to be in are they going to go to a six-man rotation and stuff like that? Because they were excited about what he brought to the table. I think that is still in play.
So it's an interesting comp. I think when Painter gets here this summer, the hype here could be like Strasburg. I mean, it could be like people want to go to that game to watch him pitch his first start. But the other thing that I find ironic about what you brought up is, you remember how that season ended for them? He ran out of innings.
Yeah.
So they shut him down, and he was watching from the dugout in the bullpen as their season crumbled away in the playoffs. And they made a decision. They didn't want to hurt his arm, and they stopped pitching him. I mean, if we don't fix the bullpen, I could see a scenario where he's sitting there. He pitched the day before. He gave them four or five innings, and I'm watching Jordan Romano blow the game in the playoffs. Like,
hopefully that ain't the case.
Well, I know.
I know it for you is trending in that direction.
Well, do you need six or seven good starters? I understand depth is important, but at some point, I have to move someone from here to fix this hole over here.
Taiwan.
Will Taiwan be good in the bullpen?
He's so, in small sampling size, I think so.
Yeah, well, he's been better his first couple innings.
Yeah,
in games.
And And if that's the guy that I have to, if I had to, in a pinch, he would probably be the first. Ranger would be the second.
Yeah, and at least Ranger has done it, Buzz. If they move Ranger, I'm not going to be as excited as I will be if they move Painter, but at least I think Ranger would help.
Well, he gives you length, and he gives you that versatility that you're kind of talking about.
He has a slow heartbeat. Like, he's good.
He did close out the 22 NLCS. It just doesn't feel like something they would really want to do with Painter. I'm not on board with doing it with Painter. Their target this entire time. How often is it that they tell you in spring training, July, that's when this guy's coming up? Yep. Usually they kind of shade those things a little bit.
They clearly have a plan for him.
Yeah, they have a very clear plan.
He's supposed to be that. He was the guy. He was the one, to me, that was going to move the meter when he was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when the Tommy John thing came about and everything, and they were talking about the soreness in arm, they were real tight-lipped about what was actually going on. And that's why it took them so long to figure out. They waited to the absolute last minute to have Tommy John surgery. They waited a long time.
So you're right about that. Now, what has changed since then is Lizardo wasn't here when that all happened, and Sanchez wasn't this good. I mean, I understand you can't have too many good starters. I just think they have a surplus of something that's great, but they have a deficit in the bullpen.
Well,
the bullpen's terrible.
We could also see them do, like, remember they did that piggyback thing a couple of years ago?
Yep.
That could be what they end up doing with Taiwan, and that's another way to save your bullpen, give them an off day once every fifth day. I could see that. I could see, like, a piggyback Painter, Suarez, or Walker, whatever the case might be, at that point in the season. I think that's more realistic and more of a suitable solution than, hey, just go sit out with the bullpen guys and that is your new role.
Because
that feels way more off track. If you've gone this far to this point of this is his plan, sending him to the bullpen just doesn't really line up with that.
They need to do something, though, because this isn't just... Dabrowski could say all he wants yesterday morning. This isn't going to magically fix itself here. Let's go to Ron and Montco talking some Phils. What's up, Ron?
What's up, guys?
Ron, how we doing?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, Doug. Hugh. Listen, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, now I got it. All these days of these huge clues, and finally I realize his clues are layered. Why didn't I know this?
Oh yeah, they're layered. One layered, goes to the other. Yeah. You didn't realize this?
Yeah, you're like really deep and from left field with a hockey stick, and you know. Now I'm going to win this thing every day.
You should. You should.
I bet against that. I mean,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, they are pretty easy. Yo,
nobody
guess what? A star was born this weekend.
Who's that?
What's his name? Clay Stevens?
Oh, Cal Stevenson.
That's
it. That's it. We're good, man.
We're good on Cal Stevenson? Okay.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please, if I hear this guy's name one more time, I'm going to Ralph. Listen, Joe, I'm calling in for a reason today, and that is on Friday, and I know we don't like to rewind here, but I got to bring it up.
Okay, what'd I do?
You said, the topic was at the moment was who's getting canned, who's getting fired.
Yeah,
you know, it was Thompson, and then of course, Dabrowski. And you said, oh, no, it's not Dabrowski. And I'm like, well, how can he possibly say Dabrowski's not going to be out of here? You know, I'm surprised.
Well, I don't think they're going to fire him during the season. I think that's what I said. Topper could go tomorrow. They're not going to fire Dabrowski during the season.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, but they're in a standstill here. Listen, the Phillies raised the white flag last year, okay? They really did. And you guys are not reading the tea leaves. I mean, you're just not. I mean, this is a two-pronged thing, okay? They opened the checkbook for this guy, okay? And if you look at the misses this guy's had and the trades he's made, how could you possibly let him do anything else? How could you buy? I mean, let's Taiwan on, Trey Turner, trading Ohapi for Marsh. I mean, how could you let this guy do another thing?
Well, how about last year? I mean, look at his trade deadlines. The Austin Hayes thing was a disaster. Estevez got crushed in New York in the playoffs. It's been bad.
Well, I'm telling you, this guy's made every bad move you can think of. And it's like, I would not, for me, I would have him escorted off the property. Okay? I would. And the other thing is, it's like, you guys are sitting here twisting yourselves up into knots
yeah.
trying to figure out how you're going to get to the World Series.
I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to fix it, Ron.
Jesus.
You're not going to throw. You're not going to fix this mess. You're not going to fix it.
Well, I wake up every day trying to come up with ideas, Ron.
Well, why don't you help me instead of trying to help
you? What am I going to do with you?
Well, I don't
get Dombrowski fired?
Well, listen, you know, Joe, here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. You know, you can wish upon a star all you want. This ain't happening, okay? It's just not happening. The question is, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next, Joe? Remember the conversation we had those years about the Phillies?
Yes.
And we were, you know, and then the whole, you know, Ruben Amaro, Montgomery, right into Clint Tack.
Oh, McPhail. Oh, yeah.
This is why we're here, okay? From the past. This is why we're – this is another episode of those two debacles. That's 15 years of Phillies baseball down the toilet. And when you see what happens here, okay, and you, Schwarber, let me ask you a question, mm-hmm. Joe, and you, okay, Schwarber. You know, I wouldn't mind signing him for two more years.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind, but he's not going to take that.
Well, he's
going to
want four, yeah.
Okay, so if you, at least four, he's going to want the bank.
Yep.
Okay, he's not dumb. He sees what's going on in the MLB, and this guy, he's probably not going to be here because of that fact. They may try to say, hey, we'll give you two, you know, maybe three. But, you know, hey, we'll give you 40 a year. We'll give you 40 a year for 2-3 years. I'll bet you he says no. I bet you he says
well,
no.
Well, if they lose him, this lineup goes from pretty good to not good. I mean, they need that bat.
Well, here's the thing. The other thing is the guy over at first base, okay, they're saving the DH for him.
I know. Yeah, I get it.
This thing is, listen, you can riddle me this, riddle me that. This thing is, I mean, this is a bad, bad, bad situation. This is, I'm telling you, Joe, when the smoke settles here, mm-hmm. the dust clears here, man, it's going to be horrific around here for the Phillies for a long time.
Well, you've been calling that for a while, Ron. Let's hope it's not, but I need this right now. Ron, we appreciate it. I need to fix the bullpen. I mean, there's nothing more disheartening. I mean, Buzz, you remember 2020, 2021, bad bullpen years.
Worse than the history of the game.
I think
20.
Bad bullpen years take minutes off your life. Like, I'm losing life here watching this bullpen.
The 2020 Phillies played 60 games, and it feels like they played 200 of them.
It feels it was a full season.
We would not have survived a legitimate full season of Brandon Workman and all those guys coming out of the bullpen night after night after night.
It ages managers like sitting presidents.
Cam Bedrosian.
Topper's going to look like he's 90 by the time this season ends. Then I'm getting bullpen up. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot to do in our final segment today. We're going to check in with another NL East rival. We know the Phillies are playing the Mets starting tonight, but another team that we're competing with in this division, they're having a rough and awkward time. We'll update you on the Braves weekend, including a player who's not even healthy yet, not happy with his manager, and I think someone that covers a Major League Baseball team pulled a Hugh Douglas right in the clubhouse over the weekend. We'll explain that to you coming up, and we'll check in with you people around 1:45. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
We got some drama there. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Not Rick James.
Yeah, well, Hugh.
Rick James.
So it is fun whenever the Phillies have any struggles that we could point at other people's struggles.
Yes.
You know, it makes you feel better, right? So the Braves have had a tough start to the season, which has continued here. They've been better, but they haven't fully got back on track. So that highlight there was Saturday. Jared Kelnick, one of their outfielders, Hugh, hit a ball off the right field wall. But if you see that, if you saw it, he thought it was a home run. When he stood there, he admired
it. Yeah, he kind of chilled a little bit.
Yeah, and then he realized he was going to hit the wall. He tried to run.
Was ultimately called out. That replay was overturned.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he was out. It was his own fault, right? If he was running, it would have easily been a double. But he got called out there. Now, there was not immediate discipline or anything like pulling out of the game or the manager snicker there upset. So that whole thing went down. And Ronald Acuna Jr., who's almost back, not quite, but he's almost back from the knee injury last year, and he's going to be back probably within a few weeks. He tweeted, he must have been observing, and one of the Braves beat writers had the story about what happened and the highlight and all that. And Ronald Acuna Jr. tweeted, "If it were me, they would take me out of the game." We got some drama with the Braves with a manager and a player that have been together for a long time.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Atlanta, Ronald Acuna had some beef with Freddie. And when Freddie left, he probably was the only person that didn't have some. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it wasn't nothing nice about Freddie. Like, they had a little bit of beef back in the day. He has a point, but here's the thing with that Ronald needs to realize. I know he's still somewhat a young guy, but you're the face of the franchise. You're going to get treated differently because you are held to a different standard than everybody else. You're not wrong in what you're saying, but you need to understand the dynamics of the situation. When you don't do stuff like that, yes, it's magnified.
So after the game, Snicker said, "What was I supposed to do about the Kelnick thing, about him not running the ball out?" So someone went back and found when Acuna did it and what Snicker said then. This is from Snicker 2019. Quote, he didn't run. You've got to run. It's not going to be acceptable here. As a teammate, you're responsible for 24 other guys, and that name on the front is a lot more important than the name on the back of the jersey. And apparently at one point he called him down the stairs to talk to him.
Yeah.
So that's where I could see Acuna being like, you made it a big deal when it was me. You called me down the stairs. You basically called me out. And what the other guy does, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, you got to be – you. And see, this is where Snicker has to understand where he is.
It's a bad look for him.
And he has to understand that, yes, you do treat your top-tier players different, but it's the unfortunate thing about all of this is the optics.
Well, and obviously it bothers him. He's not even back on the team yet, and he's tweeting about it.
Yes, it's the optics of the situation, and Snicker needs to understand that, man. Listen. I don't want to bring nothing real to the show because we like the hyperbole and this is a safe space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to understand where Ronald Acuna is coming from. And I understand where Snicker's coming from because, to be that elite athlete, you are treated different. But the optics of the situation and the fact that you're in Georgia, which a lot of people are probably gonna go over their head, you gotta understand that.
Well, really quick, the Freddie Freeman thing, by the way, I found it. So someone asked him when Freeman left, asked Acuna, what are you gonna miss most about Freddie Freeman? He said nothing.
He
followed it up with, we were close in the sense we shared the same stadium.
He threw straight shade at Freddie.
I'm not going to miss him at all.
At a time where people were going through it because they didn't know what they were going to do. And he threw so much.
Well, I'm here for all the drama with the Braves. Let's have that team apart.
That's why you can't, even though the standings say that what they say early in the season, you never know how these things are going to play out. That's why they play the games, man.
So do we have some Snicker after the game? Here's Snicker reacting to all this as they ask him questions.
I don't do social media, number one. I heard about it as I was walking the dugout. Heard something was up, and then I came in and he said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
So that was what we were asking last night about Kelnick, because it was kind of the same situation as Acuna's. I know Acuna's wasn't.
No, they're all different. They're all different. All the situations, when they happen, they're all different. And I addressed it with Gerald.
What do you think made Acuna's incident different from Gerald's?
It's just timing and all of everything. I think there's no blanket thing doing that. Quite honestly, I you want to know the truth? I wasn't watching that play. I knew he got thrown out at second. I didn't see it till this morning, and then I talked to him about it.
Are you kind of surprised that he would make a comment like this when he's not even here with the team right now and he's trying to work to get better?
No, I mean, like I said, I didn't see it. I haven't talked to him, and I heard it was taken down. So,
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Yeah, Brian's going through it. Yeah, going through it.
Now you're talking about a Pop-Pop moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop-Pop don't understand how these things work. See, this is where you, like, as sports fans, and what we do, we try to keep it to sports for the most part.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you know, real life creeps into sports. Only thing I can say to Snit, you better start watching TV a little bit more, bro. That's all, you know what I'm saying? You better turn that TV on and look at some other stuff besides sports all the time, brother. Because, you know, I know you live, you know, you've been there a while. He been sitting on this one for a long time, Joey.
Like, it's not,
he sat on that one for a long time.
Like, it was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, he sat on. He was sitting on that. He was just waiting. But see, this is where I respect Ronald Acuna's petty.
Oh, that 6 year petty.
That's super petty, man. That's one.
Yeah.
You sat on that thing for 6 years.
He was waiting for someone else to do it and not get caught.
I'm telling you, man. I can't remember the announcer's name that used to be there. They got him out of there. And then Jeff Francoeur started to do like the heavy lifting. But man, like people don't understand. Being in Atlanta, it's Atlanta, and then it's Georgia. And being down there are still some things that happen that you're looking at like, you're like, for real? And like I said, Brian need to start watching a little bit more TV, man.
Well, no, I want more drama. I want the Braves to fall apart, so I'm all for this. Brian, keep alienating your best player, please. I like this for the Phillies angle. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get a couple phone calls, and then we got to bring you something else that happened in a clubhouse this weekend. I think someone had a Hugh Douglas moment. Mike is up next. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, went down to the game yesterday. One of the best days of the year, the Fanatics' birthday.
And they wore those caps, which were awesome.
I loved them with the cream.
Yep.
They looked like fire there. But that bullpen door swings open. At one point, I'm thinking, Lizardo's got a chance at a complete game here. And then the inning went a little AWOL with some errors and whatnot, some hits. And then the bullpen door swung open. And you know what?
The microwave? You had the microwave, dog? You microwave some snacks or something?
We got you, man. We just hear the beeping.
Yeah, the beeping in the background.
Oh, sorry. You know, I'm actually at work right now.
Oh, that's okay.
Thought you was microwaving something.
Yeah, let me step out. But, yeah, so the bullpen door swings open, and it's like, man, what the heck? Would have been nice to see Andrew Painter come out of there.
It sure would have been, Mike. And I know a lot of people today don't want to worry about worrying about his development and all that. I'll worry about 2026, 2027 when we get there. Let's get this kid up here. If he's got 80 innings in his arm, I want them out of the bullpen, Mike.
Exactly. I don't think him going to the bullpen is really going to offset the trajectory of this kid's arm. He's a special player. I'm sure he could transition there for a little bit, get his work in, and then come out and, you know, hopefully throw some good zeros for us in the bullpen.
Absolutely, yeah. And listen, and Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Again, would it change his trajectory? Yeah, I'm not naive to that, because if he's going to pitch 100 innings this year, you hope for 140 next year and 170. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. But if he only gets 80 this year out of the bullpen, 75? I mean,
you're okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's going to appreciably change what he is 3 or 4 years from now. I think it just changes it a little bit, but it gives you a way better chance to win the World Series. Matt in Vineland is up. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So this Painter to the bullpen thing is the dumbest idea I have ever heard come out of anyone's mouth, and I respect you, and I like this show a lot.
Okay, but why is it so dumb? Why is it so dumb?
Okay.
You say respectfully.
You're gonna take a 23-year-old who's already had one Tommy John surgery, and then tell him to go pitch in a role he's never pitched in before. He He's never had to pitch multiple days in a row as a professional ever. And pitching out of the bullpen requires a completely different level of effort than being a starter. Starters are bred and taught to pace themselves. Bullpen guys are going an inning or two at most. They tend to throw harder. They tend to have higher effort pitches. And if you're going to put a guy like Painter in the bullpen, you're going to use him in high leverage situations, which means he's going to be even more prone to crank it up. And you're talking about a kid that's, what, a year removed from Tommy John surgery that he's already had at 23. And so what you're saying is, I'm going to take the best arm in my system, the second best prospect in my system, and I'm going to give it a chance, a better than average chance, maybe an increased chance, that he blows his arm out again at 23 years old, and I lose another year of his development just so that I can maybe win a title with a bunch of guys that are on the wrong side of 30 and a bunch of young kids that we've invested a ton of assets in that aren't panning out. Great idea.
So, all right, let me retort, and we can go back and forth and tell me what you think. Does it move you that other pitchers have done this with success? I mean, I understand the risk about injury. Yeah, you got to take care of them. And Matt, to be fair, I wouldn't be into the idea of back-to-back days. That seems like a lot. But if he could pitch two times a week, three times a week, I think it's worth it. I mean, Chris Sale did this. Matt, it's the same thing. Chris Sale came out of college. He was a starting pitcher in college. They were in a pennant race. They moved him to the bullpen for a couple of years, and then they transitioned him back. And he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for, I don't know, 13 years now. I mean, David Price did this when they faced the Phillies in the World Series in 08. I mean, this is not like a new thing. Pitchers have arrived in the bullpen and then gone back to the rotation.
Joe, but that's great points. I mean, just to sort of, I like I said, I respect you. I acknowledge what you're saying. Madison Bumgarner.
Yes.
Madison Bumgarner won a World Series on his arm.
Yep.
Did any of those guys have Tommy John surgery before they did it?
You know what? That's a fair question, Matt. I have to go look. I you know what? Because it's so prominent the last 15 years, I bet I could find one that did. Before that, maybe not so much. But, Matt, that surgery was 2 years ago. I know we're worried because we're treating him with kid gloves. He didn't have it last September. I mean, he had this surgery 2 Julys ago. But by the time he gets up here, we're 2 full years removed from that surgery. I'm not worried about his arm right now. It feels like we're way past those, like, mile markers.
I think that that's a reasonable point, Joe. The one thing that I would say is that even as that surgery is advanced and that injury has become more common for whatever reason, we see it more and more and more. Once you have it once, you are more prone to do it again.
Yep.
They have not been able to fix that particular wrinkle in that surgery. And so my point is, if there is that increased risk of him doing it again and putting him in a bullpen situation where it's more taxing and he's using more effort and he's in higher leverage situations, even if it is just 2 or 3 days a week, and it exacerbates the risk of him having Tommy John again, and he does blow his UCL out again, that's another year, 18 months gone with this.
I know. I mean, I understand the risk to it. And Matt, good phone call. We appreciate you. I'm willing to take it. I mean, I think they could keep him healthy to the most degree you can. You can't guarantee anything. But I just think he's a difference maker. And I feel like a fifth starter is not going to make much of a difference here. All right, before we check in with you people today.
New people.
Hugh, you know, did you know someone in a clubhouse? I'm not sure if this was a reporter, a player, someone, though. I think they pulled a Hugh Douglas this weekend.
What did they do?
Let's check in. Logan Webb was speaking. He's San Francisco Giants pitcher. Just listen closely as he's doing his media availability.
Bumgarner, and Juan Marichal for at least 4 outings with.
Sorry.
Wow. At least 4 outings with 10 strikeouts in the
watch. But I didn't fart.
What does it mean to you to be in that list with those guys?
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. That's, farts are always funny. I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't fart though.
Can we hear Hugh's situation here? I mean,
it's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's gonna stay there.
I don't like how you had that queued up.
Should take solace. You're not the only one with a microphone on.
But I didn't fart. Now that was a fart.
That was clearly
that
a fart.
Was clearly
and Logan
a fart.
Webb couldn't even get through the interview. He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, farts are funny.
They are. That's why we all laughed when you did it.
I didn't fart though. I didn't fart.
Can we hear one more time?
It's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill's going to stay there.
Not fart. That's a loud fart to fart. And no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
I think, but
I know I ain't gonna be a lit at that.
Buzz, both are clear farts to me. I mean, they're just obvious.
The
farts.
Logan Webb one was great. And what's also great, if you listen really closely, is there's like a woman in the background. I don't know if she was another reporter or PR or whatever, who is dying laughing.
I
like
did
she,
hear her first. Yeah,
like she's
and
just
then
losing.
He couldn't.
And then the laughter collectively. The question was gone at that point.
It was
yeah,
good
like because everybody like the aftermath. Be like, what that thing smell yeah. like? How soon does it clear the room?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people there.
Man,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If like for real though, all jokes aside, if I'd have farted, you'd have left the studio because this. Ooh, yeah.
You could say that, but the audio doesn't lie. You know how they say with football players, the tape doesn't lie.
No, I'm just saying, if I'd have farted, boy, you'd have known that
tape doesn't lie.
Because it'd be.
The whole studio would feel
it. Lit up like a Christmas
tree.
Let's
be glad that didn't happen. But we all know what we heard.
All right,
before we finish on the phone lines here, we'll get our last couple callers. First, we got to check in. What's going on with you people today?
You people.
All righty. And a reminder that you people, it's brought to you. Join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now at 94WIP.com. Well, a few things. There are a few clear themes in today's edition of You People. Number one, Joe, I know you're very used to this. Hugh alluded to it earlier. A lot of people mad at the take.
That's all right.
A lot of people upset that you're trying to ruin Andrew Painter, the best.
Why would I ruin Andrew Painter? I'm trying to win baseball games here. I mean, have we gotten so soft that a pitcher can't pitch anymore? He's 2 years removed from Tommy John. Anyway, I'll shut up, guys.
So, a lot of people asking how you still have a job here.
Yeah, all
that fun stuff. And we all know that it would be a lot different if Hugh was the one who had the take, but that's just how this goes.
it's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy to me.
Number two, I didn't even catch this, but we're still all adapting to this era of WIP on YouTube.
Sure, yeah.
I guess there are a few times in the open that you were speaking and Hugh yawned. You're getting hammered for it.
Yawning?
Yeah, for yawning.
Dude,
people won't even
you gotta
want to
watch out with those yawns.
Like, do people are asking if you even want to be here.
No, it's listen.
Checked out, Douglas.
I didn't check out, but a lot of times I get up at 5:30 in the morning and go run, and I'm a little tired, but I'm always excited to be here. I apologize if
it's a visual medium now.
No, but I'm saying I do, and the yawns are kind of loud because the one that I did today was kind
of loud. I think at some point I'm going to ask Max to do an outtakes of Hugh video.
Yawning.
Just like yawning, whatever he's doing there.
I try to do better, man. But it's like you got to stretch. Big dog got to stretch, man. So sometimes it's a little loud, but I apologize. I'll try to do better.
I think people understand it more when the morning show yawns. Like they're in here at 3 a.m.
The you people police.
Yeah, they don't miss anything.
They don't.
You can't. Slouch in the chair. You can't.
No, that's why I try to stand. I try to stand up in the chair. Well, stand up, but I try to sit up in the chair.
Posture. Yes.
Yeah. But it's like every now and then I yawn. But I'm gonna work on that.
A lot of people.
You did wear a dark shirt today. Are we sure they could see you?
I did. But I did the Public Enemy.
Oh yeah.
The Public Enemy. That's not the one I was gonna wear.
What were you gonna wear?
It was what's the shirt I was gonna wear today? It says Stepdaddy material. But I was like, Might send the
you
wrong
think
the, message.
You think the well, YouTube crowd wouldn't like
well,
that so much? Like,
tomorrow shirt.
Well,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It might send the wrong message. It's just a shirt. It was a shirt that was given to me and I was going to wear it. But I'm like, now I got to be conscious of the shirts that I wear.
Yeah, you do.
And I thought one of the funniest comments of the entire day, Joe in the Northeast accused Ruben Amaro Jr.
of stealing his takes.
And then at one point you said, well, we need to get Ruben in here to establish this. And a few people had the same idea. They said, well, we got to get Ruben on the show because, as we know, he likes when things come in threes.
We had a threesome and we didn't ask him to join.
A lot of people drawing parallels there.
Tell you.
So what do you think? If you had to guess, did Ruben Amaro steal Joe in the Northeast take, or they have similar observations?
I think it's great minds think alike.
Yeah, I think that's it?
Yeah, because Joe's been on the baseball thing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, he's been doing this thing, and Ruben, we know Ruben's pedigree. So, yeah, I think it's great minds think alike.
Joe was able to throw it out there. He didn't accuse him, but he made us all realize that he's thinking it. It was obvious that Joe thinks Ruben may have stolen it.
Like, I was on,
he's on the
first.
Right track. He wants to be on the right track.
He wants to give credit. He wants credit.
Yeah.
He definitely wants. I was a little disappointed in Joe also not supporting the Cal Stevenson call-up.
It's a little bizarre. I mean, it's his guy. He's back in the major leagues.
That was kind of his go-to.
You would think he'd be happy, but he wanted them to keep him down. I don't get it.
You would. So anyway, those were the main themes today for you people.
We'll check in with you people again tomorrow. All right.
Note to self, got to stop yawning loud.
Yeah, well.
I mean, Not even loud, though.
They saw you.
They saw you. They saw you on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Yawning. It had nothing to do with the noise.
That's Max's fault.
What do you want him to do?
Max's fault.
Max, you got to
do
better.
You're the one yawning.
No, he doesn't direct the YouTube. No, it catches everything.
I'm displacing my anger.
Yeah, I know. This is clearly on you. Cashmere and the Poconos up. Hey, Cashmere.
What's going on there, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
What's going on?
Hey, Cashmere, what's up?
Joe, man, I'm with you. I was fighting against it, but I mean, I'm willing to try anything at this point because, Joe, like you, man, and Hugh, I don't know if you watched the Phillies in 2020, 2021, Joe, tell me you're not getting flashbacks from those bullpens in those days, man. Oh, my goodness.
PTSD.
Oh, my goodness. And it takes years off your life, a bad bullpen. Stress is just, I can't do it.
I mean, Joe, tell Hugh, how many times would I call in just losing my mind off of another bullpen blow-up, another bullpen meltdown, night after night
night? They set the record for blown saves in a season. I mean, it was a nightly – the game could be 6-1 in the eighth and be like, I don't know if this one's over.
You know what, Cashmere, I get that part of it, man, because, like, not just the years you're talking about – but a lot of the stuff they're doing looks eerily similar to last year.
Yes.
And people ain't, we ain't got time for that. We ain't got time to hear about the back of your car type situation.
No. Let's go win some games.
If we're trying to really win a World Series here, and listen, Joe, this is why, and again, this is why I still am not sold that this team is making the postseason. I'm still not locked in on it. I can't get there. I don't think this team's making the postseason because it's going to – and like you said, Hugh said it before early in the show. I know it's a 162-game season. I know you can't compare it to football. I understand that. But like Hugh said before, you know, Joe, you know, there might be one NL East team with how deep this National League is with, you know, with how deep this National League is, Joe, you know, you might be thinking – one team in the NL East could really only make the postseason. That's division. That's the division winner. And right now, it's the Mets, who are the hottest team in baseball.
Yeah,
right now,
and that's why this series is big, and that's why they got to fix this. So, Cashmere, we appreciate it. That's why I'm on this Painter idea. They can't just let this thing slip away. By the way, Mike Angelina pointed out, because one of our callers asked, has anyone ever had Tommy John surgery and then done the idea that I had? Mm-hmm. C.J. Wilson, who was a good left-handed pitcher for a while, he had Tommy John, returned as a reliever for a few years, then became a starter, and eventually had four straight 200-inning seasons. I mean, this is not impossible. It's just you got to be a little uncomfortable to do it. Let's end with Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe? All right, let's go back to some of these callers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the catcher from the Angels, okay?
Oh, Hoppy.
It was a bad trade, but, you know, they were looking for more out of Hoppy. He wasn't ready yet. The Angels took a shot, put him right up there, and whatever. It is what it is. They weren't ready to bring him up, and they wanted him in the minor leagues because he wasn't going. It's the same thing they're doing to Marshawn. Marshawn, okay, should be playing every third day.
Well, are they going to do it real Muto?
Okay? Ramuto plays two games.
Two games.
Marshawn plays the next day. That's how it should work.
Oh, so like a 2 out of 3 split. 2-1.
Ramuto gets two because I noticed yesterday I watched the game and the way he's hitting ground balls, he's not playing enough, okay? That's why.
Well, it's tough. It's part of the job being JT's backup. And Herb, we appreciate it. We got to run, but we got to hand it over to the afternoon show. All right, big one tonight. Nola on the Mets. Would you say 6 2/3?
6 2/3, 3 runs.
Everyone will sign up for that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to react to the Phils and Mets and get ready for the NFL draft. You guys have a great rest of your Monday. Good job, Buzz, filling in for Kyle. He's back tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.